This is the 1320 WILS Capital City Recap, and I am Michael Cohen. And if you're feeling tired, lethargic, or maybe even depressed, it may not be something in your head, but something in your gut, something known as leaky gut syndrome. It's apparently becoming more and more common, and one cause could be the food we're eating. Dr. Ken Brown is a gastroenterologist. Find him at kennethbrownmd.com down in Texas. Dr. Brown, great to have you here.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, that's one. How did you decide to become a gastroenterologist of all things?
Gastroenterology, it's a unique field in that it probably combines the intellectual part of internal medicine plus the procedure part of surgery. So those people that like gastroenterology still like the intellectual part of doing procedures, but then they get to play video games in people's intestines. So.
Is that
most of us are kind of called to it.
Really? Okay. So you kind of knew initially this is where you wanted to focus?
Pretty early on, yeah. About first year of med school, I realized I was going to be a gastroenterologist.
I mean, I know people with Crohn's and colitis. What I notice with these things is no one seems to really know why these things happen. How often is that the case with these gastrointestinal issues?
As far as Crohn's or colitis or these, I mean, there's just a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, it's one of those things where, you know, I ask them, why are you sick with this? And there's no real clear understanding as to why they have these gastrointestinal issues. Why is it so complicated?
Well, the evidence is really mounting that this whole thing, this is just a big, think of it as a big Venn diagram of where we're talking about leaky gut, irritable bowel, and then we throw in these other more significant diseases, Crohn's and colitis.
Uh-huh.
Crohn's and colitis are autoimmune disorders. So what happens is something triggers your immune system to start attacking your own intestines.
Yeah. And what is that something?
This is the great question. So this is where all the research is going on right now. There is belief right now that this permeability or the leaky gut term or mm-hmm. intestinal permeability is allowing different bacterial toxins, different bacterial proteins, our body to sample it. And in a genetically susceptible person, it turns on your immune system and then it starts creating what's called antibodies that then attack your intestines.
Oh, I see. So basically the bacteria is getting out and your body is like going, oh, we got to kill these things.
Sort of. So what happens is, think of it this way. You're always exposed to bacteria. So like the small intestine should be sterile. And you have these cells, and this is also the mechanism and the what's happening with leaky gut. Mm-hmm. You have cells that work as like border patrol. They want to make sure that nothing bad comes in. So they periodically reach up and they sample the environment, meaning they sample things that are in your intestinal lining. And then they bring it back. And then they hand it off to another cell called a B cell. That cell decides whether or not it's something that they should sort of rally the troops for, or they should just ignore because it's something we see all the time. We believe that in somebody with Crohn's, for instance, they have a gene called the NOD2 and NOD1 gene that then those cells overreact, so to speak. So then they mobilize troops to go out and try and kill what they think is an invader.
And they end up going on the against the body tissue, essentially. Is that it?
Essentially. And so we call that autoimmune. Whenever you hear of autoimmune anything, it's your body attacking yourself.
So now, is that all then based on this leaky gut? First of all, what is that? Literally leaky gut? Is that our guts are leaking?
Okay, so this is going to be kind of interesting. You're probably going to have some listeners that have either Googled this or looked at this, but let me go ahead and clarify this first. Leaky gut really just refers to a syndrome. It is not an actual disease recognized mm-hmm. by physicians or it has a CPT code or an ICD-9 code, meaning it's not really a medical diagnosis.
Okay, so what is it? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so basically it's not something that any of your doctors are going to be taught in medical school, but the concept is really, really cool. So I have a lot of my patients that come in, and they're like, I've been Googling this. I believe that I have leaky gut. What it really is the bottom line is it's a theory that leaky gut syndrome is increased intestinal permeability, meaning you've got more things coming back and forth that rev up this immune system.
So wait, is that typical, that the things are going in and out of the intestinal walls, you're saying?
Yeah, it is typical in the sense that now we realize. So one of the reasons why I want to talk about this is because leaky gut seems to be more of an internet phenomenon, and certainly the natural community has really kind of embraced that term a lot. Okay. Right now in my field in gastroenterology, all the research is going towards intestinal permeability.
Okay, so here's what when people think about the intestine, there are all kinds of things in there that you probably don't want to come out, right, into your body. If you're in a healthy state, is there like a essentially that tissue does not allow things to go in and out? Is that correct?
Correct. So think of your intestines as a tube within a tube. So the reality is your intestines are exposed to the outside world all the time. So you have your own immune system in your intestines.
Okay.
And it's a super, super complex barrier. So let's call the intestinal barrier, that wall from the outside world to your bloodstream, is really complex. And they have what's called tight junctions, mm-hmm. meaning these cells prevent things like toxins, bacteria, proteins from going back and forth. Okay. So the body does a really good job of maintaining what we're going to call those gates shut.
And then, so when you have leaky gut, the gates begin to open slightly. Is that what it is?
Exactly. So whenever you have any intestinal permeability or leaky gut, then these cells, something compromises them. Now, it could be that these cells then become a little compromised. And what that does is there's a little bit of misinformation on the internet about how it describes how big macromolecules come back and forth and get into the blood. The reality is we now know through electron microscopes and rat models and things that really what it is, these tight junctions get compromised, and then these toxins and different proteins come through, and then the body reacts to it.
Okay, so it comes through into just the rest of the body, not directly into the blood, you're saying, but just to other tissues?
Correct. So you have cells that prevent it from doing that. So you have these cells called dendrites, for instance, that are like just kind of like security guards is what they are. And what they'll do is...
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, well, then what they do is they get sampled, then they pass on to the other cells, and they determine. The problem with leaky gut is they get sampled so much that the body determines that it's not right. So then you get your immune system revved up.
Well,
it
sounds like something's not right if that's happening. Why is it just a syndrome? How is this not being confirmed through testing and so on?
Well, because the term leaky gut is more of an internet term, and intestinal permeability would be the medical term.
Okay, so we know that intestinal permeability is happening. That's a fact, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
And what causes that? I mean, why in some people is it so, are the intestines doing that?
That's a great question. So intestinal permeability can be caused by, or increased intestinal permeability can be caused by a lot of things. One of the most common things that we're seeing right now is something called bacterial overgrowth.
Uh-huh.
So if you get sick, experience stress, or take antibiotics, then bacteria can start to grow where it shouldn't, and that's in the small bowel. Then that little bacteria that grows there creates low-level inflammation, and then that, it's called SIBO, S-I-B-O, and then that triggers this whole cascade of intestinal permeability and all the way through.
I need to ask you this then. Those that believe that this has something to do with emotional and psychological issues, that when you have these intestinal problems, it's not necessarily physical, it's based on the psyche of in some way. Do you believe that in any way?
I do believe that our emotional state affects how our intestines move, and it does affect the amount of inflammation that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, for years and years in gastroenterology, if you came to me and you had symptoms of bloating, abdominal discomfort, change in bowel habits, and then there's a lot of other things that people with a leaky gut experience, they feel brain fog, they feel fatigue, you would be told after you have an endoscopy and colonoscopy and everything looks normal that it is in your head. And so for years and years and years, people were told, well, just must be in my head, the way that we told people that irritable bowel was.
Okay, but I guess what I'm asking is, do you think the mind can cause the bowels to act or even potentially become permeated somehow? Is that possible? Not necessarily that you're imagining it, but you're actually causing, because of stress, let's say, things to happen in your gut.
Yeah, so what happens is that the when you get stressed, you release different hormones and chemicals, one of them being serotonin. So it is possible that the motility of the intestines can change, mm-hmm. which means that if you get stressed or something, then the serotonin levels can prevent the motility of the intestines from moving, which then allows all these other problems to have a greater chance of working. Mm-hmm. For instance, if you have damage from any type of drugs or anything, let's say NSAIDs, then if you're very, very stressed out, the intestines don't move, the serotonin level affects it, so then you can set yourself up, or it's easier to get these different problems like leaky gut.
Hmm. Glenn Frey, he just died recently. He had a serious problem with colitis, right?
Yeah, so Glenn Frey, there's an example of somebody that had two autoimmune diseases. Here's what you were kind of hinting at earlier, like, well, why aren't we doing something more about this? Here's the real question. Why are so many autoimmune diseases happening more now than they were 30, 40 years ago?
And your theory is what?
Well, my theory is, you kind of hinted at the very beginning, the foods we eat, the antibiotics, the way that we manipulate some of the food with the GMOs, uh-huh. bacterial overgrowth, all these different things allow increased permeability. You're going to see a lot of science coming down where the permeability is the key to all of this. If you stop to think about it, if we can prevent that inflammatory cascade from happening, mm-hmm. we may be able to prevent autoimmune disease altogether.
It's all inflammation. So, basically, that's what you're saying.
So an example like Glenn Frey, the poor guy had ulcerative colitis and rheumatoid arthritis. Mm. Those are two autoimmune disorders affecting different systems.
Yeah.
And we've always said, well, wow, that's just really bad luck. Now we realize, whoa, wait a minute, maybe it's not. Maybe it's all starting in the gut.
Yeah, and I read that the medication played a role in his demise. Is that what you heard, or is that true? Or?
Yes, unfortunately, the medications that we use to help people that have autoimmune disease shuts down your immune system. Mm-hmm. And so he passed from a pneumonia, and that means that his immune system probably taking some prednisone, and there's a lot of other things that we use for people with autoimmune disorder.
And that's really all we can do, you're saying, is try to shut the immune system down? That's the only solution we currently have?
Currently, if you look at all these TV ads, rheumatoid arthritis and Crohn's disease and everything, we're using some pretty heavy-duty things mm-hmm. where we're shutting down the immune system and hoping that the body won't keep attacking itself. Mm. Or shutting down a portion of the immune system.
You think in 20 years we'll still be doing that?
No. No, I think there's some really, really cool research going on right now.
Give me a quick sense, about a minute here. What kind of therapies do you think will really be effective in these gastrointestinal issues?
Well, some of the stuff that we're doing research on, I think things that actually prevent the intestinal permeability from happening before it starts. So, like, we have a product called Atrantil for irritable bowel syndrome. Mm-hmm. We now realize that a lot of people, because I get all these people with leaky gut that come into me, they get better.
And what does it do? Like, what is it? What is the magic about it?
Well, what it does is it does two things. It uses molecules called flavonoids, mm-hmm. and we know that what they do is they get rid of the bacteria. So in my case, we're getting rid of the bacteria in the intestines that create the leaky gut. That's mm-hmm. the SIBO. And then it also does is it seals those areas back up. We actually know that there's two proteins called integrin and occludin, and this actually gets those to come back together.
Wow. It's something that many people deal with, and Dr. Ken Brown, we're going to have you on again to talk some more, because I think this is the kind of thing that people, especially, I think everyone knows somebody with a gastrointestinal issue. It's Dr. Ken Brown, kennethbrownmd.com. Find him online. Dr. Brown, thank you very much.
Oh, Michael, thank you so much. Appreciate being on.